from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, welcome back to the fan. It's the fan.
Yeah, it is.
Prime time. What's up? This is in the news June 27, 2024. Is Portland one of the happiest cities in the world? You said no. You were skeptical of this.
Happy to be homeless, maybe.
I
saw a happy homeless guy panhandling the other day. And he was like fancy homeless, you know, he was kind of like well-dressed, like hippie homeless. But he had a big machete with him, and I thought that was an aggressive way to panhandle.
The machete.
Yeah.
That always scares people.
Well, it was weird. Like, why, like, he was a white guy with dreadlocks, and he was wearing like a marijuana tank top. And, you know, but he was clearly homeless, but he was stylish homeless. And he had like a don't forget to smile sign and was kind of like, hey, everybody, I'm like crazy. And happy, but then he had a big machete strapped to his belt, and I was like, "That's I don't know if that's the message you want to send while panhandling." I'm not here to tell you how to panhandle, but
something tells me he doesn't care.
It's possible
about the message he is sending.
Well, you'd think you'd want to, because again, you get yeah. more money. But
yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
He looked happy though.
If you could peel back the curtain and get inside the mind of some of those. Bros, would you really want that?
Yeah, probably
not.
Valid point.
Just leave it.
Valid point.
Okay, yes. Researchers with the Institute for Quality of Life, a London-based organization, recently released their Happiest City Index, 250 happiest cities in the world. They analyzed various indicators that directly relate to quality of life and sense of happiness of its residents. You have to have at least 300,000 inhabitants, so Portland does qualify.
Yeah, we're here.
Those whose achievements distinguish them substantially from others have been added. They were all ranked based on five areas that have direct impact on happiness, which is citizens, governance, environment, economy, and mobility. Mm-hmm. There were 24 subcategories. We don't need to get into that.
I'm guessing most of these, because you said in the world.
In the world.
I'm guessing we don't even have one in the top 25 in the United States.
I think there was one. I'm going to need to do some scrolling.
Because again, I'm telling you right now, the Scandinavians won't shut up about how happy they are. And they are always the happiest countries. And anytime you go over there, again, it's like everywhere. Happiest, blah, blah, blah. So I got to believe if they're dominating the happiness countries, they got to be dominating the happiest cities. These are going to all be European.
The top 17 are all from Europe,
yeah.
Specifically within Denmark, Switzerland, Germany, Netherlands, Finland, the UK, Sweden, Austria, and Iceland.
There you go.
There was one U.S. city in the top 37.
Ooh. So 37 is our top city?
Yes.
Well, it's not Portland.
It is not Portland.
And it's a major city.
Only 10 U.S. cities landed on this list. Remember, they have 250 cities from around the world.
Yeah, we're
only 10 in the U.S.
We're miserable. So is this a major city or is this like
Yeah.
You know, well, Asheville, North Carolina.
No, again, they have to have over 300,000,
well,
but
like Vancouver would qualify for that. Yeah. So I'm like, this is a major city.
It's a top 25 all right. market.
Who's top happy? 20. It's not going to be someone on the East Coast. They all hate each other.
Yeah, they're never happy.
West, I could see like a San Diego, Denver
okay.
sort of thing. I'm going to go with the Rocky Mountains. I'm going to go like
Denver.
I'm going to say something in Colorado. Maybe not Denver, but I'm going Colorado. Give me Boulder, Fort Collins, something like that.
Incorrect. The answer is Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, those sons of bitches.
They're very happy up there.
They are very happy.
They're
up there. Oh, yeah, they're delightful. Well, they're practically Canadian, right? I mean, they might as well be. They're up there. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Sure. You betcha.
So the 10 U.S. cities that landed on the list, you have Minneapolis, Boston.
What?
Baltimore.
Interesting.
D.C.
Huh.
And then further down, we had San Francisco, Salt Lake. Mm. Madison, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Rochester. This is Minnesota. Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, I was thinking Rochester, New York.
No, Minnesota.
Okay.
And
Portland?
Portland, Oregon.
Hey, look at us. Remember where
we were? Yeah, so now I gotta scroll. I knew you were gonna ask that.
Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Hey, you know what? I'm glad we made the list. Kick ass.
We are in the bronze category.
There's nothing wrong with
bottom
bronze.
Third. We
hey,
rank.
Nothing wrong with bronze.
We rank in between 101 and 250. I'm still
okay.
There's so many cities on here. Right?
Well, again, but we're in there. We're in the mix.
Yeah. Top 10 in the U.S.
Hey, feeling pretty good about that. Feeling pretty good.
I still can't find it.
You're down there. Are you sure?
Dang, what do you think?
Are you sure you're not thinking of Portland, Maine?
No, it's Portland, but Johannesburg, number 250, Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, all right.
Oh, there it is, 237.
All right, well.
So we barely made it.
We squeaked in, right?
But we're in.
We squeaked in. We were receiving votes also. All right, well, we'll take it. I'm a little surprised some of those cities that were on the list for the U.S. Well, what was, by the way, what was the happiest city?
The happiest city in the world is
Helsinki, Oslo. Could be somewhere in Scandinavia.
Aarhus, Denmark.
Oh, there you go. See,
that tracks.
Am I pronouncing that? Have you been there? You probably studied abroad there.
I don't know where Aarhus is. I studied in Copenhagen, one of the big cities. I don't know if Aarhus is smaller or medium, but I don't know of it.
So it goes: Aarhus, Denmark; Zurich, Switzerland; Berlin, Germany. Third.
I've said before. Dude, Berlin parties like no other city that I've ever been to. They throw down.
Gothenburg, Sweden, and then Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Wonderful places. Been to a couple of them.
And finally, Jace, Powell's Books is returning to PDX.
Hmm? To the airport. I was like,
there
what?
You go.
I was like, what do you mean?
What? There you go.
I'm like, they never left Portland.
Yeah, I was like, wait, did I miss something? Did they REI us when we weren't looking?
No. You know, they had a kiosk in a store in PDX.
I can't say I knew that.
But they shut her down during
COVID?
The COVIDs. And according to Port of Portland, they are back. They will have a store there in beginning in 2026.
So I shouldn't buy my books from the Hudson News?
Is that at PDX?
Yeah, the Hudson News, isn't that just the generic?
Oh, like the little...
Yeah.
That's like the chain they have in every airport.
You get
airport.
Gum and magazines and a USA Today.
Before I got into the old audiobook, I used to often do that. I would head to the airport, I'd go to my Hudson News, and I would go find a cheap, like, $8 paperback. And that's what I'd read on the airplane.
It's also the only place I'll ever like really buy a magazine. I'll read like a, I'll get like a Phil Steele football preview or something like that.
Yeah.
And I always laugh.
That is so right.
Yeah.
There is no other place in the world I would buy a magazine.
Like you don't really even get them. Like they used to be checkout at the grocery store, and even that has kind of like dried up. It's mostly just snacks and maybe some like National Enquirer. But at the Hudson News, I'll get a magazine from time to time.
I used to always enjoy when I would go into the Hudson News to buy my little book. And there was always one perv buying an adult magazine at the airport, and I loved that guy.
The fact they even had him at the airport, I'm like, so are you going to go look at that on the plane with someone 6 inches from your face?
I thought about that every time, because there was always one perv that
was in
there.
It's a weird move.
Like, flipping through, like, a Hustler or a Penthouse, and I'm like, you're at the airport, sir. Like,
yeah, and anyone who's grabbing one of those, then you watch them walk away with it and open up immediately. They're not putting it in their bag and going away.
Where? What are you doing with that? Always impressed by that guy.
I think that's it.
All right.
We got to move on. There is your In the News for June 27, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. I have a little college football nuggy. Team USA about to blow it. And
they might have already.
Oh, second round of the NBA draft. It's over.
We think.
5 o'clock on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.